Before Saturday Night Live, Jon Stewart, late-night talk shows, before YouTube, if you were looking for political satire and caricatures of the candidates, you opened your newspaper. Among America's most read political cartoonists are our next two guests. Mike Lukovich is editorial cartoonist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mike Peters draws for the Dayton Daily News. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. This is Mike Peters from the News.
And, Mike
and I'm Mike Lukovich from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
There's one thing both Democrats and Republicans have been in complete agreement on throughout this campaign. One thing, change. And Mike Peters, starting with you, you've got one cartoon that I guess pretty much sums it up.
I've got McCain saying, "I said change 10 times today." And then I have Obama saying, "I said change 20 times today." And then I had a poor guy who's got a cup in his hand and he's unemployed. And he said, "I said change 300 times a day."
Yeah, and he's got a sign on him saying unemployed.
Unfortunately, you know, we are in this bizarre campaign, and then you have Wall Street crash at the same time. It's made it fabulous for us because we do well when things are horrible.
You approach this whole question of the financial crisis, Mike Lukovich, a little differently in one of your cartoons. A picture of a religious fanatic, you know, long hair, long beard, with the big sign.
Yeah, it's a white-bearded guy holding a sign that says, "The end is near." And a gentleman is looking at him, and he's holding a newspaper that says, "Wall Street tanks again." And he's looking at the old guy in the sign, and he's saying, "Optimist."
Peters, you actually use the financial crisis as a way of also commenting on the vice presidential pick of John McCain. The cartoon starts out about his suspending his campaign.
I've got him standing there at the first panel, and he says, "I was very involved in the bailout negotiations." And then you see him sitting at a dinner table, and he said, "I could see the Capitol Dome from my seat at Denny's."
But, of course, you would have to know the punchline would not be as funny if you weren't playing off Sarah Palin's comments about being able to see Russia from some parts of Alaska.
You know, it's too bad for McCain. Every day there's something new. I mean, like the wardrobe, the $150,000 wardrobe. I did a cartoon where Sarah Palin's holding a shotgun and she shot McCain in the face, and McCain is saying, "Told you she's vice presidential." And, you know, taking off on the Cheney shooting from a while back.
The campaign, of course, is tough, but Mike Lukovich, you did show Obama with a particularly difficult cross to bear.
Right. Yeah, I drew the Reverend Wright spouting off, and I drew him as a cross that Obama has to bear. So Obama's walking with this Reverend Wright cross on his back. Yeah, if he becomes president, that's the scary part for a cartoonist because Obama is so comfortable in his own skin. Now compare this guy who just glides. That's just his personality. Yeah, if he becomes president, that's the scary part for a cartoonist because he can actually string sentences together in a coherent way, unlike the president occupant of the White House. And so we're all kind of dreading that. I mean, you know, this is and now this is cartoonist talking now.
He's
just going to be very difficult to mock.
It's going to be the end of cartooning.
But maybe Biden will take up the slack.
You, Mike Lukovich, you did a cartoon that, in a way, is quite sympathetic to John McCain. The tagline is "The Passing of the Torch."
Right. I drew W handing the torch to McCain, but in the process, he's just completely torched McCain. So McCain is just, you know, smoke coming off of McCain. He's lit up McCain, and George W. Bush is saying, "Ooh, my bad." So he is, you know, it's too bad for McCain that this Republican is kind of his cross
to bear.
It is his cross to bear, you know, I'm telling you.
Mike Peters, this one cartoon that you did would be also directed at the current Wall Street, call it a bailout, you can call it a rescue, and you called it nationalization.
Yes, I was driving down the street and I saw First National Bank. And I realized, God, it's not going to be First National Bank anymore. It's going to be First Nationalized Bank from now on. You know, all of these banks are getting nationalized. Yeah. And I thought, holy moly, that's a cartoon.
the cartoon, of course, has a guy standing on a ladder. You know, he's adding the letters I-Z-E-D after First National. You say you were driving down the street and it just popped in your head. Is that how a lot of these cartoons come to you guys?
Yeah. When we do our normal stuff, when we go around, when we drive, when we are listening to music or whatever, certain ideas will come in. Maybe two ideas will come in from two separate places.
You know, I tend to come up with my ideas when I'm just sitting and really thinking. I mean, I might get a germ of an idea when I'm driving around. But like recently, remember when Jesse Jackson made that comment that was caught on the open mic where he said he wanted to rip off Barack Obama's you know what's. So I drew Jesse Jackson walking past a tree, and on the tree are a couple of squirrels. And one of the squirrels is panicked, and he's saying to the other squirrel, "Hide your nuts." And so that was sort of a way that I could do that cartoon. And Cynthia Tucker, my editor, has very, you know, she's concerned about taste. She saw that. She said, "Oh, perfect."
Really, we're seven-year-old kids. And if we can get something across that's a little bit dirty and our editor says, okay, I mean, that's a threefer. You know, how cool is that?
I know. But I prefer to think of myself as a nine-year-old. Because, you know, I'm a little bit more mature than you are, I'm afraid.
Well, you two boys have lots to look forward to. Thank you both very much. Mike Lukovich draws for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mike Peters just celebrated his 40th year with the Dayton Daily News. Amazing.
Well done, Michael.
For a child.
for a seven-year-old, yeah.
Okay, besides the cartoons we've just been talking about, there are plenty more at our website. Do it, Steve, do what you've just done. Go to npr.org.
Yeah, I'm looking at these here, like this one here that has Barack and Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama says, "Your turn to babysit the children." And I guess you just have to look to see who the children are.
Well, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.